man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to our show, folks. Here we are on March 9th, 2018. That's March 9th. Here on the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. I'm up in North Dakota. And Paul Fromm with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
The whole thing brought to you by the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Austin, Texas, where the fabulous engineers, you hardly ever hear the engineers. Unless you call into the show, you'll hear one of the great engineers in Austin. And folks, when you support this network, you're supporting a real network, and a bricks and mortar network at that, which is a rarity in our business. So thank you very much. It's your support that keeps the mortar between those bricks and makes us a real radio network with a large reach, a large audience. And when you call in at 800-313-9443, you're reaching a lot of people. That's 800-313-9443. And the name of the show, The Trump Phenomenon, well, it just, you know, from day to day, my job's so easy. I'm reporting to you on the greatest event of your lifetime, or mine, or Paul's, even though Paul is a Canadian. This is the best thing, pardon me for speaking for you, Paul, but in my opinion, this is the best thing that's happened to, I'll go with Nigel Farage, the Brit, who says his decision to back Donald Trump early on was the best choice he ever made in his whole life. I don't know if his wife has heard about that. Or his best political choice. Yes, pardon me, that's bad humor there. But Nigel Farage saying that was the best decision he ever made, and political. You're right, Paul. And he's made some great decisions. He made the decision, for instance, to launch and to back the British exit from the European Union. Boy, that'd be enough for any man's lifetime or any woman's lifetime to make that choice and to make that happen. He's also been instrumental in building, creating, forging into a great election result with the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP. He's done fantastic things in the European Parliament, to which he was elected, and he's given stinging speeches to the Brussels bureaucrats who run that horrible monstrosity of an organization. Nigel Farage's achievements are really great, but his greatest choice of all, backing Donald Trump. So, folks, that's so easy to do, to report on what's happened in the last 24 hours with Donald Trump. I've got a button here. I've got a series of computers and 24-inch screens around me, attached to each computer. And on one of them, I've got Donald Trump's Twitter feed. So I just punch here. This is so exciting. Here, the click on Donald Trump's Twitter feed. And every once in a while, I just hit F5 on this particular keyboard. And, well, there it goes. Yes. He just made a new tweet 1 hour ago. 1 hour ago, he says, the deal with North Korea is very much in the making, and will be, if completed, a very good one for the world. Time and place to be determined. Well, that is, folks. I mean, let's see. Where would you put that in the scale of things? A war averted. I'll tip my hat to somebody that can avert a war. How about this? A nuclear war averted. Whoa.
Better still.
a little bit even deeper bow and a deeper tip of the hat. You know, the of nuclear war has never been unleashed on us, folks. So the U.S. dropped a bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki back in 1945, and that's been it. Nothing since. And those two bombs, folks, in comparison with the bombs we have today, even those possessed by Kim Jong-un of North Korea, those bombs were little bombs compared to the bombs had today. Those bombs were measured in kilotons, meaning 1,000 tons of dynamite. So a 100 kiloton bomb would be the equivalent of 100,000 pounds of dynamite. But the bombs today are rated in megatons, a million tons of dynamite, 1,000-fold bigger. So someone who averts, somebody that averts a nuclear war, as Donald Trump may very well have done by his very deft application of peace through strength with Kim Jong-un. And we don't know, one of the great authorities on the subject today commented, we don't know what went on behind the scenes. Something, he says, there's been a lot that's gone on behind closed doors, behind this agreement of Trump and Kim Jong-un to meet. One of the things that's worth speculating, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
I think the sanctions are really biting and hurting the elite there. That's one thing. And one of the calculations, and I don't mean to sound like an apologist for Kim Jong-un, for heaven's sake, but one of the calculations behind his desperate attempt to build up the nuclear power is the fate of other people that the West, that the generally the Zionists have decided to get rid of. Saddam Hussein, through the regime change, and Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. And both men not only lost power, which is bad enough, but they lost their lives. They were murdered. Unlike, say, Idi Amin about 30 years ago, when he was finally deposed in Uganda, he was allowed to live out the rest of his life in exile in Saudi Arabia. Something like Kim Jong-un, of course, he would fear losing power, but he doesn't want to end up murdered. We don't know what
possibility, Paul. Yeah,
but that's a thought in there, and not that I'm for one second defending him, but I just say that the terrible things that were the terrible way that Libya and Iraq were managed. Different reasons.
Donald Trump sent some signals. Clearly, there was one particular Air Force bomb. Just a single bomb that Donald Trump ordered dropped, I think it was in Afghanistan, and that was to make a point. This is a bomb, I forget the name of it, but it's a bomb that penetrates more than 1,000 feet into the earth, and it has a penetrating power greater than a nuclear device, but it's a conventional device. It's an enormous bomb that just pile drives its way into the earth and explodes. And that sent a message to anybody but Kim Jong-un at the time, who was launching nuclear missiles. We don't care how deep your bunker is. I can reach it. I can reach out and touch you. So a number of signals sent like that. Another possibility, Paul, is that the behind-the-scenes diplomacy, if you want to call it that, included some stern communications to China. Donald Trump just said, here we go, folks. It's tariffs time. And we'll hear from Donald Trump in a moment. Masterful talk he gave in the White House on tariffs. But he is now bringing back tariffs, which are the American tradition. They elected 13 American Republican presidents in the 19th century and the early 20th century. And the Chinese are getting a message. Look, we don't mind. We'll cut off trade with you. Open House America, where you ship your stuff in these container ships, I'm quite ready to cut this off.
I think there's a strong possibility of that, because the problem with sanctions up to now is that there has been a lot of sanction busting. Yes, the measures may sound really tough and stern, but you know, if people defy them, then they're less effective. That may well be. Of course, we're speculating. But if the Chinese are even a little bit on board, this may have put a great pressure on Kim Jong-un, because North Korea is desperately poor. They spend a tremendous amount of their wealth on their military, this means the standard of living of their people is terrible. There was a North Korean soldier who defected sometime in the last couple of months, ran away from his comrades on their side of the demilitarized zone, and was shot at by them. I think he was hit, but anyway, he survived. And when he was being examined in South Korea, they couldn't believe what bad physical shape he was in. I mean, his stomach was filled with parasites, and he would be from among the elite. He would have better food than the common people.
Yes,
it's really shocked. I mean, they're desperately poor.
Yes, and the Chinese connection, folks, is this: Donald Trump has read the tea leaves. Pardon the pun. He's read the tea leaves correctly. The Chinese pull the strings in North Korea, and so Donald Trump said, "You guys, you Chinese, you rein this guy in. You're giving him all of his oil. You're giving him his food. His exports are all to you. You rein this guy in." And that may be what's happened here. And and speaking about how dangerous this North Korean dictatorship is, Kim Jong-un's predecessor, Kim Jong-il, it's a three-man father-son dictatorship that's reigned since 1948 in North Korea. The year that I was born, and Paul, I think you were born in 47 or 48. 49, rather, yes. Kim Jong-il, when they were having one of their famines, he allowed an estimated 1 to 2 million North Koreans to starve to death rather than accept United Nations food aid. So that's how brutal this dictatorship is. 1 to 2 million starved to death. Here's a headline in Breitbart on what's going on in North Korea. Michael Malice, the author of the unauthorized autobiography of Kim Jong-il, that's the one who starved 2 million of his citizens, he says, this is always very complicated, Sarah, so there are a few factors to go into this. First of all, I'm not going to get into all that detail, he says. It could be, he says, that Kim Jong-un thinks he's so bright that he's going to be able to run circles around Trump in a negotiation. So much of this stuff is behind the scenes. I'm going to skip a whole bunch more here. He says, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with China. And this is a real expert on North Korea and China. And then he says, China pulls North Korea's strings. It seems as if something must have happened. The way that this whole thing has gone down, its timing with the steel tariffs, it feels as if there's something bigger at play. And then here's the example of the North Korea's leadership does not suffer harm from the country's economic hardship, said Malice. He says, when the economy in North Korea is a mess, it's the people that hurt. Yep. Kim Jong-un is not hurting. He has not lost any weight. He's still waddling around. So whenever the economy hurts, it's the people that are starved. And then he gets to go on TV and say, look at these sanctions that the U.S. Imperials are putting on us. It's their fault that you're hungry. They tried to kill you in the Korean War, and they can't wait to come back here and kill you all. So would you rather be hungry, or do you want me to give them concessions? And then Malice recalls Kim Jong-il's political calculus when he allowed between 1 and 2 million North Koreans to starve to death to maintain his legitimacy. This was during the 1990s when food delivery stopped in North Korea. They refused to let the UN in to feed the people rather than lose face. This was an intentional genocide, just like Stalin did in the Ukraine. They would have no problem killing that many of their own citizens. They did it very recently. This is something to weigh. And so very And this very big expert on North Korea, Michael Malice, he says, this is unprecedented. No American president has ever met with a North Korean dictator, and a breakthrough by Donald Trump.
Yeah,
let me give, yeah, go ahead.
There's reason to be cautious, of course. Kim Jong-un's father negotiated with Clinton and also with Obama, and there were understandings reached which were promptly betrayed and denied. So, the face-to-face meeting, I think, is a good thing. This didn't happen under Bush
But remember.
Remember,
Bill Clinton was totally on the take with the Chinese. If you remember, I forgot the name of his bundler. He had a financial bundler who bundled contributions from Chinese nationals to the Clinton campaign. And by the way, this story, folks, this is so wonderful. It's finally all unraveling. Thank goodness, really, Hillary Clinton's still around, because the crimes committed by the Clinton and Obama crime syndicates, going back to Bill Clinton's bundling money illegally from China. And that's one reason, Paul, he was giving away the store to China. Bill Clinton, go ahead.
What he was doing was, there's a designation about technology, and I forget exactly what the title is, but it basically classifies certain technology as strategic. Well, Clinton unclassified, to please his Chinese donors, missile guidance technology, which allowed the Red Chinese to avoid years and years of research, and essentially to have the guidance technology that will allow their missiles to hit the mainland of the United States.
Right.
Good going there.
The complete avionics of Northrop, of Lockheed, our complete avionics, a loss to the U.S. estimated by the FBI, even the FBI estimates the technology loss to the U.S. per year at I gave you the number, $500 billion. It's now been raised to $600 billion a year of technology theft.
With a B, and this was all going on at the time of Monica Lewinsky. I wouldn't say Clinton engineered that, and engineered the
Internet security alert. Your computer might be infected by harmful viruses. Please do not shut down or reset your computer. The data might be compromised.
At that very time, though, it was a distraction. Everybody was focused on Monica Lewinsky and the dress, and did Clinton lie, and what was his definition of sex and all that. Very titillating, but at the end of the day, all it was, I think, was ultimately would be a problem with him and Hillary, assuming she even had a problem with it. The giveaway of vital American technology, of military technology, that was, I think, the really impeachable offense.
Yes. We have had traitors at the top of our government now for decades. And the hard traitors like Clinton and soft traitors like the Bushes. Let's listen. Here's why I'm not worried about Trump in any face-to-face with Kim Jong-un, because he is a patriot and he's brilliant. Here's Donald Trump talking about the tariffs that he has just instituted, and he's just starting the process. He announced today, for instance, he said, we have a great relationship with Australia. We don't necessarily need tariffs on steel from Australia into the U.S. because we have a trade surplus with Australia. Wonderful trading partner. So Donald Trump, using his executive authority, he will set tariffs, which is his power, as befits the situation. And he's got the brains coming out of the Wharton School of Finance to do it. Here he is talking in the White House yesterday to steel workers.
And also is bad for us economically and with jobs. The American steel aluminum industry has been ravaged by aggressive foreign trade practices. It's
okay,
really
we'll come
an
right back to that. Ravaged.
Spin.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystery.
High pressure, set, mixtures, bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When this war is over, it will be but a day.
When this war we're is back, over, let's listen to Donald Trump talking about our economy being ravaged by people like the Chinese so aggressively. Here he goes. He's in the White House talking to steel workers as he signs tariff law.
An assault. They know better than anybody. Other countries have added production capacity that far exceeds demand and flooded the world market with cheap metal that is subsidized by foreign governments, creating jobs for their country and taking away jobs from our country. I've been talking about this for a long time, a lot longer than my political career. I've been talking about this for many years. For example, it takes China about 1 month to produce as much steel as they produce in the United States in an entire year, because we've closed down so much capacity. Plants closed all over the United
States. Think about that, folks. Our production of steel, 1/12 of China's. You can't win on the world scene with that.
United States and some plants, I see massive plants from 40 years ago, and they're working now in a little corner of the building. Well, we're going to get those buildings open again and producing again. And that's going to be a great thing for our country. And this is only the first stop. Aluminum imports now account for more than 90% of the primary American demand.
90% of our aluminum, folks. You can't win with that one, Paul. We're on our knees. Yeah, aircraft are all made out of aluminum.
Yeah. That's as clear.
And Paul and I, yeah. And now the American public doesn't know that because the American media has kept that from us. I mean, I'll tell you how bad that is. When did James Kelso find out that 90% of our aluminum is brought in from overseas? I just heard it from the lips of Donald Trump. It took Donald Trump to get elected president to get that news across to even me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have found it out. Now, folks, that's an alarming. 90% of our aluminum? China produces more steel in a month than we produce in a year. Let me just put it right back in here. And Paul and I both, by the way, folks, we remember under Mao Zedong, one of the things Mao had with his Great Leap Forward, he ordered Chinese peasants all over China to go out and find little pieces of iron ore or little pieces of scrap metal and to smelt them in their backyard furnaces in their bare feet and to make pig iron. And then all the little farmers would take their little 10-pound piece of pig iron and they'd bring it in their on foot. And that was China's steel production, was pig iron produced by farmers from scraps and little nuggets of iron ore.
That laughable thing that you just described was called, get this, the Great Leap Forward. And all China had basically was Soviet arms and lots of manpower that they could afford to lose in a war. That was their menace back under Mao. But Mao is gone and being replaced by much craftier, smarter people, and thanks largely to stolen technology from the West, China has a pretty respectable
even more than that,
armed forces.
Paul, they have 12 times. Very respectable armed forces. 12 times our steel production, folks. That's what war. That's what defense. It's tanks. It's steel. What's an aircraft carrier made out of, folks? Steel and aluminum. Here he goes.
Over the last two decades, nearly two-thirds of American raw steel companies have gone out of business. More than one-third.
Did he say one decade, Paul? Two-thirds of American steel manufacturers out of business.
Of the steel jobs have disappeared. Six primary aluminum smelters, which is a big deal, have permanently shut down since just 2012. The actions we're taking today are not a matter of choice. They're a matter of necessity for our security. We're already seeing the national security benefits of this order. Yesterday, in anticipation that we'd be here today, U.S. Steel announced it's reopening a mill in Illinois, a big one, and recalling 500 workers immediately.
Those are real jobs.
That's going on all over the country. Yeah. And by the way, it went on with solar panels, which we did 3 months ago, and washing machines, where they were dumping washing machines all over our country.
By the way, to just emphasize the importance of steel production, folks, at one point when Adolf Hitler was contemplating starting World War II in Europe, he was advised against doing that by people who pointed out to him that the steel production of U.S. steel, one company, exceeded the entire steel production of Germany. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take
no
diploma. I ain't got
back,
much
folks
to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Here at the Trump Phenomenon. Let me just give you these numbers. Now, you know, we've all been kept in the dark, including me. Okay. Wolf Blitzer doesn't want to tell us about this. Anderson Cooper doesn't want to tell us about this. You need to know about this. We finally have a president who does know about this, who's paying attention, whose eyes are open, and he knows the reality of power. Look around you. Everything you have around you, all the machines are made of steel or aluminum. And you can add plastic, but steel or aluminum. That's it. Now, steel. Well, okay, let's start with steel. Who makes the steel in the world? It used to be the United States. I made the point that Hitler was unaware that the one company that Donald Trump just mentioned, U.S. Steel, outproduced all of Germany in 1939. Should have thought about that. Here's the current situation. China produces 831 million tons of steel a year right now. How much do we produce? 81 million tons. One less than a tenth. And you notice that Donald Trump got it just right. He said They produce in a month what we produce in a year. He got it just right. Donald Trump knows his stuff. He knows his numbers. The United States, once the steel giant of the world, we're outproduced by India, outproduced by Japan. Producing about the same amount of steel as us is South Korea. Now, let's go to aluminum. What's the situation in aluminum? America was the aluminum giant of the world in my lifetime and Paul's. What is the current production of aluminum in Red China? 31 million tons a year. 31 million tons. Just think about that. 31 million tons. What is the U.S. production of aluminum? Less than 1 million tons. 840,000. Think about that, folks. China outproduces us in aluminum 40 to 1. You can't be a world power and do that. Get this. Guess how bad it is. Finally, a businessman, a man connected to the real world, comes on the scene. Bahrain produces more aluminum than the United States. Bahrain produces more than 10% more aluminum than the United States. Iceland produces as much aluminum as the United States. Qatar, that country in the Middle East, Qatar produces as much aluminum as the United States. Canada, by the way, Paul, produces, Canada produces 3 million tons of aluminum, which is still way down the list, but that is unsustainable. Let's go back to Donald Trump. Enough of me. Here's the man, and the man who's solving the problems.
And now they're expanding plants to make washing machines. We put the tax on a lot of you are here.
U.S. steel.
A skilled, trained workforce in steel is a crucial element of America's national security and must be protected. After the signing of this proclamation, Century Aluminum in Kentucky, Century is a great company, will be investing over $100 million to restart and upgrade their idled military-grade, high-quality aluminum production, which is also critically important to our national security. That's 150,000 additional tons of aluminum. And think of it. This is a closed plant, and now they're doing 150,000 tons.
Now, we just heard it, folks. Our annual production is 840,000. Donald Trump, because of his meeting he's having in his White House right there, a company, Century in Kentucky, announcing they're going to increase our total national aluminum production by almost 20%. Just one company, one announcement.
Production and an additional 300 workers, and ultimately many more hired in the great state of Kentucky. A package of sometimes $90,000 per worker. Our greatest presidents all understood, from Washington to Lincoln to Jackson to Teddy Roosevelt, that America must have a strong, vibrant, and independent manufacturing base. Has to have it. President McKinley, who felt very, very strongly about this, the country was very, very successful. We actually operated out of cash flow, if you can believe it. The protective tariff policy of the Republicans, he said, has made the lives of masses of our countrymen sweeter and brighter and brighter and brighter. It is the best for our citizenship and our civilization, and it opens up a higher and better destiny for our people. Many politicians lament the decline of our once proud industries, and many countries denounced global excess capacity, but no one took action. All of our politicians, they saw what was happening to our country. I've seen it for 25 years.
A bunch of wimps and cowards. Trump came along and called him on it.
Talked about Japan, talked about China, but the politicians never did anything about it. But now they are. Our factories were left to rot and to rust all over the place. Thriving communities turned into ghost towns. You guys know that, right? Not any longer. The workers who poured their souls into building this great nation were betrayed, but that betrayal is now over. I'm delivering on a promise I made during the campaign, and I've been making it for a good part of my life.
Now, look what he just said, your president and mine. He called these predecessors of his betrayers. He said they were all you workers were betrayed. So he has called the political class betrayers. A betrayer is, let's see, what is that? It's synonymous with a traitor. He's calling our political class traitorous. Here he goes more.
Really thought I would. I said, let's run for president. And look what happened. And part of the reason it happened is you.
He's pointing to the steelworkers.
And my message having to do with you. And other messages also.
Now, that message of the steelworkers, Donald Trump will be tomorrow. He will be in Pennsylvania campaigning for a Republican who's running for Congress in a district where somebody resigned. So a special election in Pennsylvania. He'll be there tomorrow. And we'll cover that on Sunday. And we don't have a show on Saturday. I'm sorry, Paul.
It's a difficult race. It's an area that should be Democratic, but it's near Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh sometimes tends to be liberal, but on the other hand, it's right close to steel and coal country. So this is really important, and I think really doable. And I think that this is a very good move by Donald Trump.
Yes, and what he's doing, folks, he is going around the country. He realizes this: the Trump phenomenon is what's carrying the day. So he's taking the Trump phenomenon, putting it on the airplane, and taking it over to this race in Pennsylvania. And I'll get you the details on that in a moment, but we'll cover it on Sunday. On our show on Sunday. And he's going to do the same thing here in North Dakota. Kevin Cramer, our Republican congressman now, this is a very pro-Trump state. We voted 2-1 for Trump here in North Dakota. But Donald Trump is rumored, maybe he will come to the Republican convention, which is going to be right here in my town, April 6, 7, and 8, coming right up, to support Kevin Cramer in his run against the Democrat senator who, oddly, in the Obama years, when Obama was riding roughshod over all of us, she got in as a U.S. Senator, Heidi Heitkamp. So Kevin Cramer's running against her. Very, very possible. In the same way that Donald Trump is going to support this congressman in Pennsylvania, he'll come out to support an even more important race because it's for a U.S. Senate seat in North Dakota. So I'm looking forward to this, Paul. And I'll tell you, if Donald Trump comes here, I will do anything I have to do to get into that Donald Trump event just a few blocks from where I'm sitting right now. But I think it might happen, folks. And I certainly would want to have my kids be able to say, Daddy took us to see President Trump. So let's listen to him. Here he is.
Security, military, the wall, the border, a lot of good messages. But this was one of the most important. My most important job is to keep American people safe. And as you know, we just had approved a $700 billion military budget, the largest ever, $716 billion next year. That means not only safety, but it means jobs. It also means the use of steel from our country. But if the same goals can be accomplished by other means, America will remain open to modifying or removing the tariffs for individual nations, as long as we can agree on a way to ensure that their products no longer threaten our security. So I've put Ambassador Lighthizer, great gentleman, in charge of negotiating with countries.
So Donald Trump is showing he's a pragmatist. He's going to apply. His guiding light is going to be America first, the interests of America. It's not going to be rigid ideological one size fits all. It's going to be what's good for you. My duty, he says, as president, is to protect you, your jobs, your family, your safety, the sovereignty of the nation, the future of your nation. It's wonderful. It's what we've all been dreaming of. And here's the detail, Paul, on that race in Pennsylvania that we will cover. Donald Trump will be out there tomorrow. And folks, think of the work ethic of this man. You know, he's quite comfortable there, in the White House. Imagine the work of getting on Air Force One, which is off somewhere where? At Andrews Air Force Base. He's got to get into Marine One on the lawn of the White House with all that security, all the tension that he must suffer, everywhere he moves. Get on that. Then get out to Air Force One. Then get it up in the air. Then get over to some very secure landing in the Pittsburgh area. Then he's going to get to this race for this lucky congressional candidate. What is his name? Let's get it here. His name is Rick Saccone, S-A-C-C-O-N-E. Nobody's ever heard of him, but they'll hear of him tomorrow. And he's running for Congress. So Donald Trump is willing to go out there just to help this one guy secure a seat. And you're right, Paul, in a normally Democratic area. But that's what Donald Trump did in what was called, the Democrats called it their blue wall. The blue wall, which were the Rust Belt states that they thought the Republicans can never break through this because we have all of these Democratic union workers from these steel industry, aluminum industry, manufacturing, machining. Wrong. These guys are pissed. They've lost their jobs. They've watched the Democratic Party, Obama and Clinton, gut their industries. They're pissed, and they revolted in 2016. So in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, they voted for Donald Trump. And it looks like we cited a poll the other day, Paul, in which Donald Trump's popularity in those Rust Belt states, the former Democratic blue wall, which hadn't been broken by the Republicans in something like 20 years, 30 years, Republicans hadn't won in the blue wall states. Donald Trump took them all.
Mentioned this the other night, but I think it's worth coming back to. There was that disgraceful Democratic convention and the parade of chosen victim minorities. There was the Black Lives Matter. There was a transgendered. There were various homosexuals and lesbians and so on. And the average guy who's lost his job in the Rust Bucket states looks at that Democratic Party that he might well once have supported and say, they've got nothing for me. They're representing every weirdo freak minority in America. They have no room for me. I don't fit in with that picture. And I think that perception, as I was watching the snippets of that convention, I thought that this is one of the hugest miscalculations ever. They're so cocky of winning that they're just going to prostrate themselves in front of every tiny grievance minority, and they blew up on them big time.
They are delusional. And folks, I want to highlight this, bring this in for you, because we'll be talking about it a lot in coming weeks. On April 17th, one of these delusional Democrats, James Comey, the disgraced former FBI director who was running this treasonous cabal at the top of the FBI, James Comey has the chutzpah. These people they're out of their minds. He must realize, you know what? I may be headed for prison. He's actually writing a book, and it's going to come out April 17th. I'm sure it's already written and printed. Too late now to pull it back. April 17th, his book is called A Higher Loyalty. A Higher Loyalty. And just from that title, folks, we know what it's going to be. It's going to be James Comey explaining his crimes, his many, many felonies, for which he should go to prison for many, many years. He's going to say, I had to do it. I had to do whatever I could do, anything I could do to stop this monster, Donald Trump. I had a duty. I had a higher loyalty. Wow. So please, please forgive me. Please don't throw me into prison. And what he's doing, Paul, with this book, A Higher Loyalty, Comey is Yeah, he is going to mobilize the Pelosi, Feinstein, Schumer crowd. This polarization of America is going to sharpen even further. And so this minority of Americans who hate Donald Trump, they will hate him even more. Comey is hoping they will read my book. They will come out as like a, basically a street rabble to support me as the troglodyte Trump Republicans try to put me in jail. So look for this. Now, what's, you know, folks, well, Comey is really risking it by putting it down and writing in a book. This is, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Let's see how we're doing on time here. We've got one more segment to go. I'll try to cover a couple more highlights. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is
ain't exactly clear. Hey, we're back, folks. Oh, those days. The good. Good old days, Buffalo Springfield. We've got our last little segment here. I'm going to try to cover a couple points. First, on that last thought, James Comey's upcoming book, A Higher Loyalty. I want to put it out there. You heard it first on this show. I want to give it a new name. I want to dub, and I hope we hear Hannity and some other folks out there, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, the 1, 2, and number 4 shows on TV now. Wow. On Fox. I hope this catches on. I think we hear it first here tonight. Let's rename it a higher loyalty. I think we could start referring to it as a higher loyalty.
That's a good twist on a higher loyalty,
folks, because James Comey, as well as Robert Mueller, is famous as being, for the Clintons, a fixer, a hired gun, a man who makes problems go away and who creates problems for your political enemies. So not a higher loyalty, a hired loyalty. Then let's just in the couple minutes we have, I want to remind you, as I will repeatedly until the event, the American Freedom Party is hosting a conference outside of Nashville, Tennessee at Montgomery Bell State Park. It takes place June 15, 16, and 17. You can find details about the event at theamericanfreedomparty.us. There's a link right up there at the upper right. Click on that. You can see I'll be there. I would love to meet you there. The event is $125. The banquet dinner on Saturday night is optional. That's $35. If you're within driving distance, oh, it's a bargain. You want to go to this event. If you have to fly in, a little more thought has to be given to invest in an airplane ticket, but it's worth it, folks. You will, at this event, you will have Dr. Tom Sunick, Dr. Adrian Krieg, Dr. Kevin McDonald, Dr. Virginia Abernethy, Bill Johnson Esquire, and the golden boy of the Council of Conservative Citizens, James Edwards. And speaking of James Edwards, our own Paul Fromm will be on James Edwards' radio show on the Political Cesspool tomorrow night. All these stars of our movement will be in Montgomery Bell State Park and others. So it's a rare opportunity to meet so much talent and so much so much of the real brain power of our movement at one time. So I hope you consider attending that event. And in terms of the show here, this is Friday night, so we take a break tomorrow, Saturday. But we come back to you on Sunday with a two-hour show. We will be able to cover Donald Trump's event in Pennsylvania tomorrow. And so we'll get all caught up on that on Sunday. Let me just take a look here. Let's see if Donald Trump, who might be, let's see, it's 9:57. It's 10 o'clock Donald Trump's time right now. Let's see if he's got any tweets going here. He might be walking around in the West Wing there in his slippers. Let's just take a look here. See if our president. I love this. I love the intimacy of this direct connection with our president. He has a tweet here. He just spoke to Prime Minister Turnbull of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, and had a great conversation with him. Other great tweets. Don't have time to get to them. We'll have to postpone all of that till Sunday. Paul will be with James Edwards tomorrow night. We'll be with all of you on Sunday right here, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. See you then.
See you then.
So long.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.